Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council. And this is Wonderful Wednesday. And what does that mean? That means that this is truly a wonderful Wednesday because it's Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day to all of you. And you know what? If you say, well, you know, I don't have a Valentine. Yeah, you do. Be your own Valentine. You know, think about the thing, something really nice that you want for yourself and go out and do it. If you're a fan of chocolate and, well, let's just say it's not going to cut into your health, then yeah, just go do something good for yourself. I'll just say it like that. How's that? So enjoy the day and don't take away from the fun of it by complaining or whining that, oh, it's so commercialized. You know what? Yeah, that's why we have stuff that we can buy, because we kind of like to buy new things for ourselves. So don't hate, participate. Okay, that's my only rhyme for this today, I think. Anyway, let's talk a little bit more about love, but not so much the Eros love or the romantic love, which is what Valentine's Day is really all about. Let's talk about love, let's say, in the truest sense of the word. And we're going to talk about why love never fails. When it comes to you succeeding, when it comes to you getting to where it is you want to be, making something happen, if you're having some challenges getting there, you need to know that love is the power that changes things. Love is the power that doesn't fail. It will not fail you. It will inspire you to do things that you never thought were possible for you. Good things that will take you to the life that you've always wanted. You know, love has gotten a bad rap over the years because we watch television and we see the couples that never get along, or they argue, or they divorce, or, you know, when we watch the dramas, it seems like the couple starts out, they're all in love, and then as the show goes on, they can't get along for whatever reason, and so they have to separate. Well, we're not going to talk about that kind of love today, because that's not the kind of love that will get you what you want in your life. Okay, so we're not going to go there. All right, but let's talk about why love never fails. And I want to share a few points with you. I have about 5 points, but we'll see if I share all 5 of them with you that will help you put things into perspective. And you want to understand this, that it's not just about you falling in love with someone. This is about how you feel about yourself, how you feel about others in society, how you feel about what you're doing for a living, what you want to do for a living, how you feel about every aspect of your life. So if you really want to make something great happen in your life, understand the true role that love plays. We're not talking about Eros or romantic love, but understand the true role that it plays in your life and make that connection, that loving connection with yourself, so that you can get to where it is you want to be. So when we hear about love, we often think of it as something corny because it's connected to romantic love. But the reality of it is that love can do some amazing things. Of course, the Bible tells us that God is love. So that tells us that it goes beyond just the lovey-dovey kind of thing and the holding hands and the romanticizing of it all. So it goes beyond all of those things. It is one of the, in fact, the most powerful energy to exist. And there are some people that would say, some gurus that will say, well, gratitude is the most powerful energy that exists. But that's not true, because if love is God and God is love, well, I think, you know, God's at the top of all of that. So love has to be the most powerful thing. Not only that, gratitude is kind of a cousin or first cousin of love. And here's the thing. One of the things about love is when you can actually get in touch with it, and it is a journey. I don't think this is something that we just do in a day. I don't know. For me, it has been a journey. But for some, who knows, it may be different. But the first point that I'm getting to is that when you can understand about this, the power and the energy that comes with love, then you will really be able to connect with gratitude. So that's why I say it's kind of the first cousin. And so you connect with that gratitude. The gratitude comes through. And here's what happens when you allow gratitude to come through, because you allow your love to flow. It allows you to forgive. So if you have any unresolved issues, anger issues, or anything, and these are things that stop you from succeeding. These are things that stop you from being your most creative and using your imagination to build the life that you want, as opposed to using your imagination to think about things that are counterproductive to your success or take you away from the life that you truly want. So, you know, love allows you to let your gratitude come through so that it becomes easier for you to forgive and let go of things that don't serve your highest and best life. So love is truly a big deal. With love comes things such as truth and trust. There, that's a tongue twister. So it brings you truth and trust. And what happens is that causes you to open up so that you can live on a higher plane. Sometimes a person says, you know what? I don't understand why my business isn't flourishing, or I don't understand why my boss doesn't like me, or I don't understand why I can't get along with this person, because you know what? I am doing everything right. I'm doing everything by the book. I am following all the mechanics, the step-by-step, the paint-by-numbers that I've been given in order to make this business thrive, in order to get the promotion on the job. And the thing about it is, a lot of times we forget that it's not just about following a system. So you can follow a system, and for the most part, you will get some results. But that's not why you're here. You're here to get massive results, have massive success, have this amazing life, this magnificent life, and to recognize how magnificent you are, and also to have a clear picture as to where you belong and where you fit into society. In other words, what is your grand purpose for being here? Why are you here and what are you here to do that will benefit others? So with love comes that truth and that trust that will allow you to open up so you can kind of get those ideas and live on that higher plane and put that energy out there that will allow you to succeed. Have you ever met a person and they seem, where people call them lucky, and they're like, wow, how did that happen for him? Or how did that happen for her? And here it is, I work from sun up to sundown and nothing like that ever happens to me. Then perhaps you want to take a look at your energy, the energy of love, your love energy, what's surrounding you, what's coming out of your mouth, what are you truly thinking? When you don't have enough, perhaps you should look to your love. You know, what's going on with that? Because love is going to allow you to open up, and it's going to cause you to open up so you can be more creative, more imaginative, and you're going to take action. It inspires hope. And so that's another main point to consider. And I've read things over the last few years that said hope is by far one of the worst kinds of energies that you can put your attention on. So because, you know, hope is kind of a lackluster type of energy. I don't agree with that, because when you reach a point where you are not, let's say, excited about what you're doing, when you reach a point where whatever it is you're doing that you really want to work and it's not working, hope steps in and it gives you that little nudge that tells you not to give up. See, the reason why I think from some of the things I've read, it says, you know, hope causes you to operate on a mediocre playing field. But that's not true. Hope is not designed to rev you up to that point. Hope is designed to kind of be the spark that causes you to take a step forward so that you can, I guess, blaze a trail. So you create the blaze, but hope is designed so that the fire never goes out. So that's what that's about. That's about you saying, you know what, I'm not going to give up. And so I think hope has been kind of given a bad rap because people don't really understand the role that it plays. So when you can really understand what love is about, then you will understand the power of hope, which, by the way, our challenge is still going on. And I am going to give you a challenge at the end of today's show. So stay tuned for that, because this is all about you opening up and truly making that shift that will help you get to where it is you want to be. If you have fizzled out this year so far, then this challenge, as you continue on with the challenge, then this challenge is going to help you make that shift and put you back in the game. And so if you've missed any of our challenges so far, then all you have to do is go to designingyourlifetoday.com/success-through-love-challenge, and you will be able to participate in our challenge. So make sure you check that out and get the information that you need so that you can make it happen. So that's designingyourlifetoday.com, success through love challenge. designingyourlifetoday.com/success-through-love-challenge there. So you can go there and really start taking the challenges if you haven't and complete those. And you'll see, you know, the lights are going to come on and you're going to lighten up on yourself a bit. And you're going to take a look at how amazing you really are, and your magnificence is going to shine through. So be sure to check out our challenge. Okay, so it does inspire hope, and this is why love doesn't fail, because as long as you can forgive and you can maintain gratitude, which is a powerful energy, and you can maintain truth or operate in truth, that which is another powerful energy, then and hope can be inspired within you. Another great energy. These are all powerful energies that will propel you forward. And even when you think that there is no way out or that all is lost, something or someone will step in. Something will happen because you are operating within the realm of love. Love will never, ever let you fall. This isn't some fairy tale that I'm telling you or some pie in the sky thing. This is something I have learned through living it. And so it will not fail. And it's a very real idea, if you will. It's a very real kind of energy. And it's something that if you can understand it and take the time to really understand what love is about, first of all, some of the shows that you see on television, I warn you, you will probably not want to watch those shows anymore, because it takes you away from your love center, if you will. And when you understand what love is really about, you feel really good about you. You feel good about life. You feel good about the people that you deal with. You even feel good about the idea that you're going to meet the people that you're going to meet in the future that you haven't even met yet. And so any shows that perpetuate hate and constant violence, and it brings you down some, and you won't want to watch those as much, if not at all. So love does not fail you. It will put you on the path to achieving. And we're not just talking, as I said, I have to keep stressing, we're not just talking Eros love. It will put you on the path to get the life that you want, the life that truly works for you. And you will find that you will add so much more to society than making it all about you and how much money you're making or how much money you're not making. So it does inspire hope. And also, it doesn't fail because love never gives up. And I mean, what happens is you get this strength to persevere. And there are times when we give up, not because we don't have the strength to persevere, but because we allow fear to zap our strength out of us and we don't want to persevere. But love counteracts all of that, and it will subdue fear in a big way. And so when you start to become stronger, let that energy in you become stronger, now you're going to persevere. You will not give up. You will not quit. You will look for answers. There will be times when you want to quit, and you will look for answers. And so you really want to take the time to kind of get in touch with the love that you have within yourself and the love that you have for yourself, and understand that even though the news constantly keeps us, would keep us in a state of discord, that in spite of someone else trying to do that for the sake of a dollar or for sensationalism and ratings. You can do, you will find the independent thinking that will emerge as a result of you getting in touch with true love. You know, ever since I watched The Princess Bride, I always hesitate to say true love but they're talking about Eros love, so it's not the same thing, but I hesitate because it makes me want to laugh. So I'm not going to laugh because I'm talking about love in the truest sense of the word. I'm talking about the agape love and the healthy kind of love that you would have for yourself. So these are the things that, the types of energies, love energies that I'm talking about. So it doesn't... It causes you not to give up. And then finally, when you can understand about love, when you can tap into love, when you can connect to that power, which is a power you already have within you. Okay, that's something that's already in you. As a matter of fact, there's a scripture that says that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline. So we have it already in us. It said it was given to us. So you just have to spend that time with yourself and make that connection so that you can understand what love is really about. And sometimes, you know, people say, well, it's really hard to define. That's the beauty of it. You already have it within you. And so when you can start to ask yourself some of the right questions and really spend some time with yourself and listen, and of course you can read the Bible or you can read other spiritual readings that will really touch your heart and will help you to discover what you're really all about. And as you continue to do that and you tap into that, you will use right thinking, and you will continue to use right thinking. In other words, it doesn't matter what television says, what you see on the news, what you see in some TV show. These things won't matter to you. You will be an independent thinker, but you will be an independent thinker on the side of right thinking. And you'll continue to use that right thinking. And this helps you to kind of lead with understanding and wisdom. Everything that you do, every decision that you make, when you get up in the morning and you do your daily routine, you're going to lead with wisdom. You're going to take actions based on right thinking. And as a result, you're going to always look for the best outcome in your life. You're going to always look for the best in others. Now, that's not to say that there aren't some people that will, you know, do some harmful things. That's not what this is about. This is not a Pollyanna kind of conversation that I'm having with you. And this is in no way takes you away from kind of what goes on in reality. What this does is this allows you to truly see reality when you can understand the role that love plays in your life. Because here's the thing. There are people who are suspect of everybody and everything, and they operate, and that's on the side of wrong thinking. And as a result, they may get some good things coming into their lives, or they may have a job, they may be able to pay their bills, but I can assure you they are not thriving and they're not excited about life. They can find something wrong with everybody and everything, and those kinds of people are not happy. And so they say, well, you know, I live in the real world. Well, you know what? The real world is not all bad. And so when you can really connect with love, you will understand why it never fails. You will understand why, even when it looks like this failure, that failure is not a real thing unless you embrace it, unless you accept it, and unless you cling to it. Other than that, it's something that is sending you a message that's really asking you to shift your perception, to shift your limited thinking. Okay, so you can expand. And the final point that I want to make, and this is kind of like a bonus point, is that when you get an understanding of love, when you truly understand what love is about, your limited thinking doesn't come into play. You don't put limitations on your ability to succeed. You understand how magnificent you are as a human being. You understand how wonderful you are. You understand how capable you are. And you also understand that even if you step out and go towards your dream, here's the thing that you understand. You understand that even if it doesn't quite work out the way that you saw it or the way that you hoped, that the possibility of it still working out, still happening, you still getting what you want, the possibility is still exists in a big way. Okay, because love always delivers. It never fails. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, you know, I wanted that guy and he didn't love me and he left me, or I wanted that girl and she didn't love me, she left me, and he wouldn't leave his wife, or she wouldn't leave her husband. Yeah, that's not love. That's something completely different. So we are so not talking about that. Okay, so understand, make that connection. Do your homework and figure out what love is. Now, as we wrap up for today, I want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. And in that case, if you have someone special in your life, go and enjoy this day. If you don't have someone special in your life and you want someone special, then you know what? Treat yourself the way you would want that person to treat you who's coming into your life. Okay. And this is the beauty of understanding about love, is that it inspires hope, but it also causes you to put out some amazing energy that will bring to you, into your life, the very things that you want and what you need. Hey, you guys, we have a challenge. So all you have to do is go to designeryourlifetoday.com/success-through-love-challenge. And you can take the challenge for today. And we are going to give you 7 challenges. We had a glitch yesterday. So I had such a challenge with yesterday's show until I said, okay, we're going to kind of, I guess, do a repeat of that show, and we're going to see if we can get it uploaded. But we had some technical difficulties that I couldn't get fixed in time. And so, but you will get the full, all of the challenges. So be sure to check out the challenge for today, because this challenge is going to help you go within and help you get a better understanding about love as it relates to you personally. Hey, you guys, enjoy this wonderful Wednesday and do life with power.